Welcome to today's podcast, and I am so glad you're here today because we're going to be talking about how to stop caring about what other people think of us. And this is something that I have not come to realize how to do until very recently. And I'll just dive into it because one of the most important distinctions that I've made to be able to not care about what other people think, well, I'll actually go into the reason of why I couldn't do it before. And before, the reason why I wasn't able to stop caring about what other people thought of me was because I cared so much about people. And I'm sure you can relate to that. And if you're anything like me, I always put others before myself. I always try to give wherever I can. I try to serve wherever possible. And to me, in my mind, what I believed in the thought process I had was that if I didn't care about what other people thought of me, that means that I don't care about them. And the reason why I thought that was because I thought that I had to understand and agree with everything everyone was saying. Because if I didn't, then that means that I would be insensitive to how and what they're thinking currently. But that's not actually true. And what I've come to see is that I could actually care about people, but separate it from me caring about what they think of me. And it's not to say that I don't care about what they think at all. That's not true either. I care very deeply about other people, but not what they think of me. And I make that separation there. And once I was able to do that, I was free. And I wasn't held hostage by their opinions, their judgments, their beliefs about me and how they saw me. Because ultimately, I can't control how they see me. Whether it be my parents, my friends, my family, my colleagues, my community, my followers, whatever it is, I knew deep down ultimately that I can't control how they feel about me or what they think about me. And so I was able to let that go. And most of the stress in my life came from worrying about things I couldn't really control. And so when I began to be able to do that, it was extremely liberating. And paradoxically, it allowed me to care even more deeply about other people because I could separate their opinions about me, which kind of put that aside, and I could be even more present with them and understand them even deeper and not be hurt or worrying about their thoughts of me in this moment. So it's so weird, and I'll talk about this a lot on this channel and podcast, of how life is so paradoxical like that. How we think, we create these constraints and conditions in our mind. And we say, I care so deeply about other people that I have to care about what they think about me. So with that constraint, right, of if I don't care about what other people think of me, then that means that I don't care about people. So do you see how that equal sign creates this condition and constraint for my love for other people? And it was so crazy for me to see because I can't believe I built that for myself. Like, oh, I have to literally care about their opinions of me in order for me to care about other people, when that isn't true at all. But I lived my life as such, and then I therefore suffered or lived with a lot of anxiety and always constantly worried about what other people's opinions and judgments are of me. And it was very draining. I'm sure you can understand and relate to that, because I'm not even worrying about myself anymore. I'm worried about what they're thinking of me. So it almost like me has like no equation into it. It was just so crazy for me to begin seeing that. And so that's how I began to break out of it. And now we can kind of start diving into how to actually stop caring about what they think of us. The first thing to know is that when you understand that you can actually separate yourself from caring about what other people think of you and still caring very deeply about them, that's step number one. And once you see that for what it is, you're already miles ahead of where you were before, and you can begin to not be so attached to their opinions. Once you begin doing that, that's pretty much more than half of what you already need to do. And it's really not about doing things, but about not doing things, which is really going to help us in this case. And I go over this a lot in the podcast, but most of what we really talk about is about the process of elimination instead of the process of addition and trying to add different tactics, strategies, and things for you to do, because ultimately it doesn't help and it actually confuses us even more. So what can we remove or stop doing that would really help us alleviate the anxiety, the overthinking, the depression, the back and forth between happiness and sadness? And it's really about the principle of not doing something instead of doing more of something. So in this next section, we'll begin going into another reason of why we care so much about what people think of us and why it causes so much turmoil and wreaks havoc within our mental state. And I wanted to go and break down why we start feeling this way. So at first, if we care a lot about what people think of us and their opinions about us and what we should and shouldn't do, most likely we feel a lot of anxiety inside. At least that was the case for me. Tons and tons of anxiety, a lot of worry, and just confusion a lot of the time. And the reason why we have the anxiety, well, what we do is like, oh, we have anxiety, so we start to manage anxiety. But very rarely do we begin to look at the reason of why we have that anxiety in the first place. And that's actually why you're here. So the reason why we have so much anxiety about this is because we care so much about what they think of us, what other people's opinions are of us. So now that we have that understanding, it's a level deeper, and we don't just try to manage the anxiety, because that's really like a symptom of all this. So we always want to go down to the root cause. But even understanding that the reason why we have anxiety is because we care so much about what other people think of us, that's a cause, but that's still not the root cause. So now we can start to dive into, why do we care so much about what people think of us? And we already discussed that too, which is a level deeper than that, is we care so much about what other people think of us and value their opinion over ours because we care so much about other people. And we haven't made the distinction that we can care very deeply about somebody, but not what their opinions are of us. And we can still love them. We can still be with them. We can still understand them and acknowledge and empathize with their thinking, but separate us from the equation. Now that we have that, it was just a flawed misunderstanding of everything. It was a misunderstanding of how caring worked, how loved worked. And we put conditions around how and why we should love somebody and what it means if we stopped caring about what they thought of us. And we don't have to turn into like a mean person by not caring about what they think of us. We don't have to turn into a rude person or anything like that. And like I was saying before, we actually turn into somebody that is much more loving and understanding, because we can put our own egos aside. We can put our own sensitivities and just like the care about what they think of us aside. We move ourselves from the equation. So when we do that, all that's left is the other person. And so we go even deeper with them and are even more present. And it's a beautiful thing. A level even deeper than that is that we have a misunderstanding of not just that, what we just talked about, but of what to really do about it and how to separate it. So what I mean by that is that we go to the root cause of everything and not just this one instance of anxiety over what people think of us, but really solve this issue or problem across the board from multiple areas of our life, is to go down one level even deeper and seeing what the cause of us creating these conditions of what love is or what caring about other people is, and seeing that what is causing that. And when I looked really deep and sat with it for a really long time, I realized, especially with the help of my mentor and coach, that thinking was the cause of everything. Me just thinking created these conditions of what it meant to care about another person, and that if I cared about them, I had to care about what they think of me, and thus I suffered. But I saw that my thinking created all of this. And it's not to say that the suffering or anxiety isn't real. It's very real, because what we create in our minds is very real. But the good news is that since we did create those conditions and constraints, we can discreate it or uncreate it. I don't know what word is actually real, but that's the whole point, right? I can literally create that and I can take it away or change it and transform it into something else. And it's not really about changing our thinking per se, because that'll cause other issues and cause other limiting beliefs. But what we can do is see that thinking caused everything, like all of these constraints to form, and to allow that thinking to subside. So whenever I have a lot of anxiety, what I notice is that I have a lot of thinking going on simultaneously. And whenever I slow my thinking down, or the less thoughts I have, I realize I have less and less anxiety. I'm less sad. Weirdly enough, when I have less of those thoughts or less of that thinking in general, not just anxious thinking, but just thinking in general, because I can think myself into stress, I can think myself into anxiety and sadness and fear. But I realize that if I just slow down all of my thinking, all of those negative emotions start to subside, and what begins to emerge from within, which we all have, that infinite intelligence that we have within, what begins to emerge within is joy, fulfillment, love, peace. And so the absence of thinking or having this anxiety and fear and just worrying is peace, is fulfillment, is happiness, joy. And it is a beautiful thing because I don't have to try to be happy. We naturally are happy. And that's something that not very many people have ever told me in my life, and most likely you. We are naturally happy. We are naturally joyful. And if you look at kids, they're the best example of this. If you want to know what our natural true state actually is, look at babies. Babies don't come into this world stressed, fearful, having self-doubt, worrying, or having anxiety, unless, you know, they had a really rough, like, prenatal, or, you know, in the womb, and there's like a lot of drugs and harsh environment. But I'm just saying, for the majority of people who are born that don't have a lot of those conditions, we are born happy. We are born and naturally fulfilled and joyful. That, you know, babies are just happy all the time. And the only times they're not is only because of physical symptoms, right? So symptoms of hungry, or, you know, I'm thirsty, or whatever it is. But other than that, they return right back to their normal state of being happy and joyful. And that's the way that we are deep down inside too, without all of this overthinking, without complicating things and having misunderstandings. And so I hope that helped quite a bit, because it did for me. And that's essentially it. Whenever we think way too much, it causes us to have anxiety. It causes us to create these conditions around what we think it means to love somebody or care about somebody. And then in turn, it forces us to care about what other people think of us, because we think that if we don't care about what they think of us, that means we don't care about them at all. But that's not true. And we can separate that. And we can care very deeply about somebody or everybody, but separate and not care about what they think of us specifically. And when we do that, the anxiety can start to lower. All of the misunderstandings can start to fall away. And we can begin to be much happier and connect more deeply with other people. And so thank you so much for listening to this. I hope it helped. And if you did enjoy this episode on the podcast or YouTube channel, wherever you're watching it, you can definitely hit that like button and subscribe to the channel or subscribe to the podcast. I would love to have you here on a regular basis, because we can just kind of go through this journey together to find our true self and begin to find that happiness, fulfillment, peace that we've been looking for our entire lives. And so with that, thank you so much, and I hope to see you in the next one.